It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And at 10:50, right?
Yes, 10:50.
I don't know how this came about, but we were talking about the prices of women's
makeup, clothes, just stuff that
products that they use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much they are.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to, you know, some of the household makeup,
items they use every day.
That's a good one.
Right.
So I have no idea.
I don't either.
Tyler! Go to the corner,
Tyler. It was
a
misfire. It was a misfire.
I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons. Well, we should.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. The emergency break of the week brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at AdvancedHair.com. We're going to give you three candidates here from Fan and Tree Farm, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. First up from the hardline, Corby. Tries to correct Bob, kind of snaps at Bob a little bit as they were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame candidates that we talked about earlier in the show. And it was when they were talking about the always controversial pink.
And so that is a really good sign that she's going to get fast-tracked into this thing.
What has she done, though? Really?
Pink. It's not my jam, I agree, but I mean, hadn't she had like 20 pop hits?
Prove it.
Did she play the Super Bowl?
Like halftime?
No, Bob, the third quarter.
Well, no, there's several ways to... What's with the attitude here? What is this? She's never played Super Bowl halftime.
I don't know.
It's very possible she did some pregame anthem stuff.
Super Bowl national anthem in 2018.
Is there other ways to play a Super Bowl? I'm not sure. Yeah, she played left guard, idiot.
Boy, tension on that show is at an all-time high. I wish people knew the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on right now.
I know. I mean, I love that. It's very moron dog-like and kind of back and forth of, oh, yeah, is there another way to play the Super Bowl? Yeah, play left guard, you idiot.
No, Bob, the third quarter.
Yeah, she played left guard, idiot.
Guard.
All right, one more time, just for laughs.
And so that is a really good sign that she's going to get fast-tracked into this thing.
What has she done, though?
It's not my jam, I agree, but I mean, hadn't she had like 20 pop hits?
Prove it.
Did she play the Super Bowl?
Like halftime?
No, Bob, the third quarter.
Well, no, there's several ways to... What's with the attitude here? What is this? She's never played Super Bowl halftime.
I don't know.
It's very possible she did some pregame anthem stuff.
Super Bowl national anthem in 2018.
Is there other ways to play a Super Bowl? I'm not sure. Yeah, she played left guard, idiot.
Oh, that's great. There's Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, we'll put this on engineering. And apparently they did... Only the ticket could do a remote that's like 50 feet away. We had Victory Plus Day, which is just in floor number one of our office building. We're on floor number four. We're right there in the Victory Plus studio overlooking the plaza. And for some reason, they didn't let Donnie and Matt know that they were back on the air. And for some reason, Matt started to use a Russian accent. This is really strange and... Only something like this would happen on the ticket.
For a list of games and events and to purchase tickets, go to Cosm.com. Cosm, immerse yourself in the action.
What is your name?
Hello, Invasion. You're listening to The Invasion with Matt McLaren and Donovan Lewis, who we may or may not have.
Good now,
hey,
you.
Hello, friends.
Thank you.
What?
Okay, I don't think they know that they're on yet, so we'll warm things up as we try and reconnect downstairs. About to listen to a little bit of audio of DeMarcus Ware in a visit with us back in June, and compare that with what Kevin Smith and Charles Haley had to say. We could probably dip out of that return cut, too.
You want to play the audio now, or you want to just kind of chit-chat back and forth?
Well, we can kind of chit-chat for a second. We're on the phone with him in here. It was a really good visit with both Charles Haley and Kevin Smith over the weekend. And they had some really interesting things to say about the state of the Cowboys. And
936, well, we didn't hear anything coming down.
Didn't hear anything.
Sounds like
936, it is a Tuesday morning here with the invasion.
Boy, the relief in Travis's voice that they're back from. Let's warm things
Travis,
up here.
Travis doing the fake casual sing-songy voice and just elongating a few words here and there.
And it's shortening some of we're on phone with them now.
We're on phone with them now.
And the filler of they had a really interesting conversation with him, and he had some really good things to say.
Just, man, it's a tough spot to be in.
What did Matt? It sounded like he said something really bad in a Russian accent.
He was saying thank you.
Oh,
it does
okay.
Sound. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to analyze that to make sure.
He's obsessed with doing that Russian voice.
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
He's kind of
switches
Oswald
into
like,
it.
Yeah.
What?
I think he spent some time in Russian. We just don't know about
I don't think so.
Now it all adds up.
Yeah, now Matt may be in on it. He's candidate number two, along with engineering and the invasion.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Candidate number three comes to us from this very morning show. It's, how do you say it, George Dernham?
You know who it is. It's you.
Okay, I admit it. From time to time, I just amuse myself, and these guys have to put up with it. Well, this happened the other day when we were talking about the death of Mexican cartel leader El Mencho, and it reminded me of another character that these guys didn't think it was particularly funny.
They tried to capture him alive, but he got shot in the shootout, as well as a few of his other high-ranking people. And then he, in the helicopter ride to the hospital, he passed away.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
You're smiling.
I thought you were going to say in the helicopter ride he jumped out.
Jumped out?
Yeah, to escape.
You can't jump out of a helicopter to
well,
escape.
Well, that's where I thought you were going or you know, was going to commit suicide or something.
That's not what I was wondering.
What were you wondering?
I was wondering now who is on the top of the list, and is it the Frito Bandito?
What?
Stop the show.
Do y'all remember him? I hadn't thought about the Frito Bandito in a long time.
A wave of violence has swept it. Are you done with your...
Yo!
Okay, I got my answer. Just asked a question.
It's a pretty serious matter down there.
It is.
And no, I don't think a lieutenant in that cartel is known as the Frito Bandito. And he's not going to take over, so...
Would he steal a whole bag of Fritos? What was his bit? Would he just like...
No, I think they traffic in fentanyl and heroin.
I'm sorry. I cracked myself up. I hadn't thought about the Frito Bandito in probably 40 years or so.
There's a lot of people that die down there due to cartel violence.
I'm not going
to
get high horse by you. You.
There's El Cabong. He's the new cartel leader.
El Cabong and the Frito Bandito, who was, as Junior researched... shut down in 1971.
Yes.
By Frito-Lay.
He was not too offensive in 1971.
Right. How about that?
So in 2026, he should never be brought up.
No. Well, I didn't know that he had been shut down, and I wondered what... That's something
your internal
know.
Compass said this is okay.
Right.
Yeah, and, okay. Gotcha.
No, I didn't think it was okay, but there is a correlation. El Mencho also got shut down this week.
But you didn't know Frito Bandito had been shut
down. Right, I didn't know he had been shut down.
Because you felt he should still be relevant.
I didn't say that. Okay. I just brought him up. So those are your three candidates. Corby, engineering, or me. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Musers.
Hey. What you got?
As much as I like the Frito Bandito, give me Matt for the win.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Jubb, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
I want to vote for the Corby and Bob fight, and I also want to vote for Gordo choking Jr. at next TikTok.
Okay. All right. We'll put you down.
Choke me.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Oh. Are you with us or not? Hey,
I'm here. Good morning. I'm going to vote responsibly and let you know that Jesus loves you, and let's go with Frito Bandito.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Who's this?
Well, it's Luke Bryan. I'm a big fan of y'all's show.
It's Luke Bryan. Wow. Major.
George, I hear you're into Bird Dogs.
Yes, I am in the Bird Dogs, yes.
Oh, I like Bird Dogs, too.
Okay, you have a vote, Luke.
Well, yeah, I've always wanted to play Razzle Dazzle with Pink. Maybe she could be my center.
Okay. That's not a bad Luke Bryan. I'm going to give him some credit on that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Russian Cruising Alito. Thank you.
Insane. Russian Cruising Alito. Okay.
With an invasion vote.
I have
there.
A new favorite caller.
Russian Cruise. Oh, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, good morning, musers. As much as I want to vote for Corby and the halftime show with the ticket time wasters, I'm going to go with George Frito Bandito Dunham. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
As I have got you to name the three candidates, and you have me on phone now.
That's and a I Travis. Travis.
It's a pretty good Travis impersonation there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is ex-Texas Ranger Julio Bourbon, and I would like to responsibly vote for the Frito Bandito.
He was not British.
Boy, there's something going on this morning. I don't know what it is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Hey, you're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, boy, it's a pleasure to join you this morning.
Yeah.
And as much as I enjoy Corby bringing a knife to a gunfight and getting dogged by Robert, I am a large Frito Bandito fan. I have people in my family that are Mexicans, and we all think that the Frito Bandito was hilarious. So when you chimed in on him, Jub, I was dancing around in my room. I knocked
something. Oh, that's good to hear.
Funny, man. So I'm voting for you, Jub.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the support.
Such a bottom-out voice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, could y'all do at least 11 more segments on the Marathon Ice, and I'd like to vote for Kubi's third period.
For Kubi? Mm-hmm. Did you say? And, yeah, we have 11 more planned, so you're in luck. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ay, 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 poor gay.
Okay, I think I know where that one's going. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have a win on the morning show.
Tried to capture him alive, but he got shot in the shootout, as well as a few of his other high-ranking people. And then he, in the helicopter ride to the hospital, he passed away.
Oh.
What?
Nothing, I'm just listening.
You're smiling.
I thought you were going to say in the helicopter ride he jumped out.
Jumped out?
Yeah, to escape.
You can't jump out of a helicopter to
well,
escape.
Well, that's where I thought you were going, or you know, was going to commit suicide or something.
That's not what I was wondering.
What were you wondering?
I was wondering now who is on the top of the list, and is it the Frito Bandito?
What?
Stop the show.
Do y'all remember him? I hadn't thought about the Frito Bandito in a long time.
A wave of violence has swept it. Are you done with your...
Joe!
Okay, I got my answer. Just asked a question.
It's a pretty serious matter down there.
It is.
And no, I don't think the... A lieutenant in that cartel is known as the Frito Bandito. And he's not going to take over. So,
would he steal a whole bag of Fritos? What was his bit? Would he just like?
No, I think run they by traffic in like... fentanyl and heroin.
Oh. Man, I mean, I guess I apologize, but at the same time, I could use just a little bit of support. Like, hey, yeah, George, I remember the Frito Bandito.
It was not the appropriate time to talk about the Frito Bandito.
Shut up! Shut up! All right, how many wins is that?
George, that is number 114 for you. You've gotten two of the last 3 weeks, so you're back four in front of Gordon, and you're now only 26 behind Norm.
Okay, making a run.